A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Mem Hei, Baba Metzia 45A, pagination is 89. We're going to start, though, on the previous daf, where the perek begins. That's Mem Dalet Amud Aleph 44A, pagination 87. The perek is known as Hazahav, gold. And the description over here is, when you do a transaction, which one is the product and which one is the money which you're paying for the product? And the difference is that if a person wants to change his mind on the transaction, we need to know at exactly what moment the transaction was consummated. When did it take effect? In our terminology in Talmudic study, it's when is the chalos? When did it take effect? And at that moment, you can no longer retract and go back on the deal. Before that moment, it is possible that the person will still have that allowance to be able to retract. Now, the rule is that the person who picks up the money on a movable object transaction, in other words, real estate is different, but a movable object transaction, you're buying a chair, a table, fruit. So the person who picks up the money is not doing the transaction. That doesn't do the deal. What does the deal is the person picks up the product, the commodity. When you do the meshicha on the product, that makes the deal effective. Once we know that background information, we can appreciate that the Mishnah launches the perek with certain guidelines of which item in the transaction is considered the money and which one is considered the commodity. If you have gold and silver. So the Mishnah tells us, at least in their time, Hazahav kona es hakesef. The gold was considered the product. So lifting the gold up, whoever is the recipient of the gold in this transaction, will cause acquisition, and the silver will automatically belong now to the seller of the gold. Hakesef eina kona es hazahav. But the person who lifts the silver is not causing acquisition that would cause the gold to belong to the other person, because lifting the product causes the acquisition, lifting the money does not. The Mishnah continues with all kinds of examples. On the fifth, sixth line of the Mishnah, Metaltalin konines hamatbeya. The movable objects can cause acquisition on the coins. So you could put the money on the table and just leave the money where it is, and the money will change hands as a result of someone lifting the object that's being sold. Matbeya, but lifting the money, on the other hand, eina kone es hamitaltelin, is not going to cause acquisition on the product. If you'll skip two lines, there is a degree of commitment that occurs when a person gives the money, even though they have not yet made an act of acquisition on the commodity. The Mishnah says, Nosan lo ma'os velo moshach hemenu peros. If the person gave the money, but he has not yet pulled the product, Yachalachzerbo, he can still go back on the deal. Aval amru mishepora mi'anshidara mabul, but there was a declaration that was made in court. He, meaning Hashem, who took retribution from the people of the flood generation in Noach's time, umidar haflaga, and from the generation that was dispersed at the end of Parshas Noach, who osed lihifora mimisheina omed bidiburo. He will take retribution from a person who doesn't stand by his word. Meaning, if you want to back out, you could, but we don't think it's a good idea. If the person has significant reason for backing out, prices have changed, the item became available to him for free, different things that happen, so then the halacha might be different. But fundamentally, he doesn't own the item yet because no act of acquisition was done, but because he gave his money, that's a significant degree of commitment, and a mishapara statement would generally be applicable. Let's move on to today's daf. On the top of Memhei Amud Aleph 45a, pagination 89. Related very closely to this concept of commodity acquires the money, but the money doesn't acquire the commodity. We need to know which one is the money and which one is the commodity. And this will have relevance to an area of halacha called ribis, interest. And the case here is that a person, for example, gives sugar as a loan to a neighbor. We'll discuss small quantities separately, but let's say big quantities, almost like the futures market. You give the person many bags of sugar, and then these 50 bags of sugar are a loan to the neighbor. After 6 months, they return 50 bags of sugar. It looks like there's no problem. You gave me 50, I gave you back 50. If I gave you 51, that might be ribis. But if you give me and I give you, where's the problem? The problem is that sugar represents value. What happens if the price of sugar was low when he gave you the sugar, and the price of sugar is high when you're returning the sugar? So then in valuation, you have given ribis. He gave you, for argument's sake, 50 bags of sugar at whatever price, we'll keep it simple, $500. Sugar is worth more now, and you're returning it, you're giving him $650 of value. You'll notice that I switched it right away to dollars, because in our minds, that's the constant. In the Gemara, we're trying to identify what is the commodity and what is the value being the constant. And that will determine whether or not ribis was paid. The Gemara states, also lilvos dinner bedinner. You're not allowed to borrow a dinner for a dinner. Asks the Gemara, what's the problem? Dinner demai, what kind of dinner are you talking about? It's a coin, but why is it a problem of what's called sa'ah bisa'ah, a measure for a measure, that if we pay attention closely, it really is returning more value than you got? Ilema dinner shal kesef, bedinner shal kesef. If you borrowed a silver coin and you're returning a silver coin, ligabe nafshe mi ikalamanda amar lav tiva have, the silver regarding itself, everybody agrees that it's a stable item. Elapshita, what happened over here was dinner shal zav bedinner shal zav, a dinner of gold, and he's returning a dinner of gold. And since it's gold, it's a golden coin, that's considered a commodity. And we need to find out what its value is. And if it switches, it goes up and down based on the silver, then indeed, it could be that you're walking into a ribis issue because you borrowed the gold when it was worth less, you're returning the gold when it's worth more, and therefore you're returning more than you got. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya Kuf Samach Beis Aleph, Shema Yisyakru, maybe the commodity will go up in value, V'nimtza Shenosen Lo Yoser Mimashe Helveyu, and you're giving him back more than what he lent you. Im Lo Sheyasenu Domim, unless you want to transfer it into value, Shem Yisyakru Yitin Lo Osadomim, and then it's like a sale. We know it's a stable value, and we know how much you should give back. But if you're going to give back 50 bags of sugar, who knows? It's going up, it's going down. It could be a problem, which is described as sa'ah b'sa'ah, one measure for another measure. The Rama makes two comments here, which I'd like to mention. Number one, the Rama mentions, Yesh mi shakosav, there are those who say that in our time, zahav, gold, is dino kekesef, is like silver. We're on the gold standard, so to speak, he's describing. And therefore, borrowing gold and giving back gold would be considered a stable valuation without this problem. Also, the Rama mentions, which is extremely practical, he gives the example of borrowing a loaf of bread to return a loaf of bread. He says, Yesh mi she'omer demutter. He says, there are those that rule that it's fine. De'me'achar de'davar mu'atu. Since it's a small amount, lo'kapti b'nei adam lahadadi bozeh. People aren't makbid. They're not careful. They don't feel that they got the raw end of the deal. They consider that a return, a neighborly return. V'cheinu'agin lahokel, and that's our custom, that if you just have a cup of sugar for a cup of sugar back, it's not considered saw b'saw. But if you had a significant amount that already would be in the realm of business, of commodities, of how much is it worth at the time you got it, and how much is it worth at the time you returned it, so then we need to know which types of items are coins, meaning they determine value, and which kind of items are considered the product or the commodity. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.